We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Welcome back to the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO, the NFL Scouting Combine this week in Indianapolis. And joining us is the Bills Director of Player Personnel, Jim Monas. Jim, thank you very much for coming by.
Good to see you again, John. Yeah.
It's been almost a year since you got the job. How's that year gone for you? What do you think?
It's been great. But adjusting to the weather has been the biggest thing.
The winter doesn't quit.
It doesn't stop.
But tell me about what you've done in that last year and how you spent most of the last, it's about 11 or 10 months since you got the job.
Job-wise, it's been great. You know, we felt like we had a really productive fall during the season as far as getting guys off other teams' practice squads and really diving into other rosters with the Ty Pals, the Stephon Charles. Those guys are really intriguing guys. And now it takes the free agent process and the draft process. So we've been busy the whole year.
There's the combine to many fans, I think, signals the start of a new year of personnel. But for you, it's got to be almost the wrap-up of what you've done all season long in personnel.
I think that's a lot of people always say that now it's your time or whatever. And we're always like, well, we've been doing this all year. Like, this is just, you know, it's a whole process, and it ends in May.
Tell me what the college scouting department does during the course of the year. It's going back to, you know, the start of the college football season.
Our scouts are on the road nonstop. They go to games on Saturdays. They're at schools every day of the week. So they've been nonstop. And our guys did a great job this year with the amount of juniors coming out. We were well covered.
And so, when they're out there scouting during the course of the year, not knowing what juniors are going to declare, do they keep their eye on the underclassmen as well?
Yeah, you try not to pay too much attention to it. But, you know, people talk, but you're really concentrating on the seniors. And then, you know, once the season ends, they all declare. So you have plenty of time.
During the year, when the college scouts are out there, tell me about the collection of data. They phone in reports? They email reports? How does that work?
On the computer, it's all sent in every Sunday. They send all their work in. And then, you know, Doug Whaley and myself will look at all that and kind of helps us guide us through who we're looking at.
So you've got how many players in that database? How many college players?
Oh, my gosh. It's got to be, I mean, talking about guys that are prospects and not prospects, they probably look at close to 800 guys, I would think, as a staff.
And that's all sorted out and kept in your computers upstairs at One Bills Drive. And then you go back and review as you get closer to a combine like this?
Sure. We just had draft meetings about 2 weeks ago. So we went through everything. And we have an initial board set up. So, yeah.
What goes on in those draft meetings? Are the scouts here?
That's the scouts' time. Yeah, they come in and that's their time to shine. They talk to Doug and myself and Kelvin Fisher. And we listen to their opinions and take everything they have to offer and then get the board up. And now it helps Doug and I, so we go on with this process.
Do you feel, when you're putting the board up, are you flying blind sometimes? I mean, you know what, you can put a grade on a guy, but you're not quite sure what somebody else might think of him, or how much is that?
There are guys on the board that, for instance, I haven't seen yet or Doug hasn't seen, but that's fine. You know, we'll take their opinions and now we'll look at them.
How many on the board? How deep does it go?
We're going to be around between 175, I think, on the draft board.
So what does that take us through, four or five rounds, maybe?
Mm-hmm. That's how you kind of want it. I mean, that's a good number.
And the board is set now, but it will change between now and May 8th,
right? There'll be changes.
How does it change?
It'll change based on if guys maybe Doug Whaley and I haven't seen, or now we'll start to watch, and it'll help us stack guys. It's more stacking than it is drastic changes.
And the board is set up regardless of position, right? You don't
set it by position, by round, and then, you know, as it gets closer to the process, then we try to narrow it down to, you know, top 50, you know, and all that, how we like them. And like I said before, the stack is important.
And are there different boards by round, by position?
Just one board.
Mm-hmm. But and now it is set up what? Tell me again.
It's every
guy. Prospect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. By position. Yes.
Okay. Now, you go to the combine. Tell me about your typical day at the combine. What will you do down there in
Indy? We call it Groundhog Day. It's the same day every day out there. Yeah. You get up, you go to the height and weights, then you go, you time 40s, watch them run, then you watch them work out, then the next group comes in. And so it starts at about 7 a.m., you know, done around, I think, usually around 3 p.m. Then you get a couple hours, and you got the interview starting at 6 o'clock.
When you go in the morning, you're looking at measurements, right?
Heights, yeah, weights. Yeah. We like to go in there. You just like to see how guys look physically. Sometimes there's certain triggers that you see that might be alarming or not, you know, just see guys, how they look physically. But then, and that's really what the combine is in general.
And what about the workouts themselves? The different position groups go at different times. You must have different skill sets you're looking at for each position.
Yeah, exactly. So they keep it, you know, at least you can see each guy go one after the other at the same position, do the same drills. But you got to be careful with the combine. I mean, it's...
Why is that?
Well, just the big number. Everybody wants the 40 time and who benches what. But at the end of the day, you got to study the film.
Yeah. You keep a clock on 40 times?
We'll have guys that do that. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's also timed officially.
And they officially time it. They have electronic, they have handheld, everything.
Yeah. And which time do you use?
Well, we'll use our time. Our scouts will time it, and we'll average it out and come up with our time. Yeah.
You said you do all this, and then you have the meetings at night. You're involved in the meetings with
the interview process? Yeah. Our coaches are involved in that as well. And usually what we really want to accomplish there is get a feel for their football knowledge. Our coaches will run those interviews and just talk football with the guys. We'll show videos of their plays from college, have them kind of talk you through it and see how smart they are.
And what are you looking for at different position groups? Say an offensive lineman walks in there, you show a video of his play. What do you ask him? What do you want him to tell?
Every guy's different. You just want to be able to know that at least they know what their job is at their position. And if they know more than that, that's great. But there's, you know, it's hit or miss. It's different for every guy.
At quarterbacks, do you expect them to know the whole
everything?
Yeah. And how long are those? They're 15-minute
15
sessions.
Minutes. They keep you 15 minutes. And that's usually a good, you know, that's enough time to get a good feel.
Yeah. In those meetings, Jim, it's not about tell us about yourself. Tell us about your school. Tell us about your friends.
Not for us. We know all that. Our scouts have done all that work. So
When have they done that?
During the fall. That's what they do. When they go to the colleges, they're trying to find out as much as they can about those players, their backgrounds, who they hang out with, their work ethic, all that stuff.
And when you get them in the meeting room, are there any triggers that make you think trouble here? We maybe should take a longer look at this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they'll look at those. If they can't kind of tell you what the play is or what they're looking at or what the, you know, if they're an offensive guy, what are they seeing on defense? What are their key? I mean, there's certain things we're always waiting to hear what they say.
And they're looking at their video.
Do you ever
show them
watching
Buffalo Bills video?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Just like, because that's what they know. They know their team.
Yeah.
So if they don't know that.
Yeah, then they're in trouble.
That's a concern.
And you wrap up those meetings, and you go back the next day and look at more workouts. And it's got to be a grind during the course of the week, right? Your eyes glaze over a little bit?
I think everybody involved in the combine, they get there, next thing you know, it's Tuesday, and you're leaving. Yeah. I mean, it's just one big cycle.
What's the benefit of the combine for you?
Oh, for me, it's indicators. I always use the word indicators. Guys that maybe I didn't think were fast, ran fast. Or guys I thought were slow, ran. You know, there's just something that, hey, maybe I need to go back and pay more attention to him. He's faster than I thought or slower than I thought.
But the primary thing for you is the game film, how they play.
Exactly. Always go back to the game film.
And what do you look – when you go to the game film, and you, how do you compare what you see at the combine? Because it's different. I mean, you're talking about the fall to, you know, February, the end of February. Guys may have changed. Their body types may have changed. Their workout regimen may have changed.
There's no question. I mean, training has advanced so much. These guys are in great shape now for the combine.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. As far as indicators go, you just won't always go back to the tape.
And that'll tell you what kind of player he is.
That's him as a player.
Tell me the process after the combine. What happens next? You also, in your job as director of player personnel, you have to deal with pro personnel, which comes up, what, March 12th?
Yeah, start of March. Age? I think March 8th
March
to
8th.
11th, you can start the negotiating. 11th, I think, is official date. But, yeah, I mean, we've had those meetings, too. So we're ready to roll both free agency and the draft. But for the college guys, the pro days start right away in March.
Will you go to pro days?
Oh, yeah. I'm a big believer in going to as many as I can.
And
so,
what do you look at there? What do you
once again, for? It's being around these guys for a whole day. It's seeing them compete, I just like being around them, seeing who they interact with, really seeing them as people, too.
Is it tough, Jim, when you go to those pro days and you're tripping over other NFL scouts and NFL people?
It's a herd. We travel in herds.
Right.
It's a lot of people, and everybody's looking at the same guys. So it's there's a process to it. I think everybody's used to it that's been around.
How much sharing of information is there?
At this point, there won't be much. I think everybody talks on the road. Scouts talk to each other. They see each other. Hey, have you been here? You've been here. But at this point, it's the information's out there. I mean, as far as combine, you know, it's not like anything's hidden.
In your job, supervising all of the personnel, you have Kelvin Fisher supervising the college scouting.
Yep.
Is his job similar to yours, or what has he been doing?
Keeps it organized. Really, he helps us. He helps me tremendously as far as keeping the scouts organized, as far as helping them with their schedules, keeping track of their grades and stuff like that, which is a real help for me and Doug.
And the combine, is he doing essentially the same thing you were doing?
Yeah, he'll be out there doing, you know, we'll all kind of be watching together and, you know, just talking through guys.
And interaction with the coaching staff. You do some of that at the combine.
That'll be a lot, too. Well, some of our coaches will be working the drills. Some will be in the suite watching it with us. So.
And how does that work? What do they tell you? I like this guy. I'm not sure.
Yeah, we've assigned our coaches players already, kind of guys we've targeted, and they're looking at them. They're in the process of doing that now. So they'll tell you who they like, who they don't like.
Hey, Jim, what kind of a class? You mentioned the underclassmen, 98 underclassmen. What has that done to this draft class this year? Has it increased the quality?
I think it's increased the depth, yeah. The depth of it. And, you know, I don't know. every year is so different at the top. You know, there's years where it's just loaded, and there's years where it might not be worth the star potential. But I think with this draft, you see a lot of depth.
And those 98 underclassmen, mm-hmm. most of them going to play in the NFL, would you think?
That'd be interesting. We're going to have to – that's one we keep studying as we go, just to see what percentages. Is it getting better or worse? But I think guys are just more, you know, they're inclined to come out now. They want to get in the league.
Yeah. Are there question marks about the underclassmen in general because of their lack of experience? I mean, do you put a mark next to them saying this guy doesn't have the experience of it?
I wouldn't say experience. I would just say it's more talent or not talent.
Yeah. Experience doesn't matter that much.
I think 3 years is enough if they're good players.
Yeah.
And not.
What position groups seem to be strong this year in the draft?
For sure, it's offensive line is really strong. Running back's pretty strong. Receiver's pretty strong. It hasn't been big defensive-wise. We haven't seen a ton of top defensive line talent that you usually see.
Doug Whaley told us at the Senior Bowl he believed that the Bills were in a position to maybe draft for the best available now because he thought the key positions at least were pretty well solidified. Talk about that if you would and your approach going into the draft.
I think if you approach every draft like that, it's a good way to go. You got to be real careful about, I always call it tunnel visioning, or you know, you put yourself into a hole as far as if you just want one position. You know, you can make mistakes that way.
So how do you do that? I mean, how do you fight the tendency to say, hey, we need a tackle, we need a guard?
It's tough because you say, well, say you don't need a tackle, but there's one that's highly rated, but you need a corner who's not as good as that tackle. I mean, why wouldn't you just take the better player and take the tackle? But that's the age-old debate.
Yeah. Do coaches typically push for the need as opposed to the best available?
They will.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to push back.
Yeah. I mean, that's where I think the NFL, I think you see most structures are you have your GM making decisions. You know, coach makes decisions on game day. So.
What's this been like for you, your first year and your lead up to your first draft as a personnel director? I know you've had extensive experience in the league, but how much more responsibility do you feel? How much more fun is it for you this
year? It's been a lot more fun, and I've just been excited about the opportunity. Working with Doug Whale, he's been great. I mean, learning from him, and it's just been – everything's been a good learning experience, but I've also been excited about it.
Where do you feel your team is personnel-wise?
Oh, I mean, we're excited. I mean, we know we're close. I mean, nobody wants to hear that until you start winning. But, you know, we can look around the league and say, hey, we're as good as these teams at these positions. And, you know, we just got to – but, I mean, obviously every team has holes, too, and we know we have some to fill.
Good luck to you this week, Jim. Thanks for coming by.
John, thanks.
Jim Monos is the Bills Director of Player Personnel, the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO on Buffalo Bills Radio.